This is St. Louis Public Radio. Reverend Daryl Gray of St. Louis has marched alongside iconic civil rights figures. But after 40 years in the movement, he's just as impressed with today's young protest organizers. Demonstrators have been in the streets nearly every day since a judge found former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley, who's white, not guilty of murder in the shooting death of Anthony Lamar Smith, a black man. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler asked Gray and 27-year-old Lachelle Eichert-Cotter to talk about protests then and now.
It's no different. It really isn't. And I guess that's the disheartening part, but it's also what makes people so frustrated. This rage that people see, it's a righteous rage.
It's funny because I was just listening to a panel discussion from Elaine Brown, who was one time the leader of the Black Panther Party, and listening to what they wanted with economic resources, educational resources, with the end of police brutality is, I mean, the mirror reflection of what we are asking for today.
I think back, how did we communicate back in the day? For the most part, it was word of mouth. We didn't own we owned black newspapers. I mean, that was our strength.
Now, it's so much technology, it's so much newness, but it's funny because as much newness that it is, we're still facing the same tactics. We're still seeing the same responses from police. We're still dealing with the same things, but now police are putting out their dispersal orders on Twitter and expecting a protester to see their dispersal order on Twitter. But it's still that same because they know we didn't see that. So it's still those same tactics that are not fair that's being used, but it's just on a new platform.
I'm in awe of social media. It has brought a diverse group to the table, which is absolutely necessary. I always reference back to Selma. I said, this is the new Selma, this is the new Selma. After Bloody Sunday, Dr. King got in front of national media and said, we need y'all to come. He wasn't talking about black people. See, when we tell black people to come, there's a certain way we say it. There's a certain medium we use. When we ask white people to come, he did that through national media. And that's what changed Selma. That's what got the Selma to Montgomery March, is when thousands of white folk came.
Black folk don't have to watch the abuse on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. They already know what that looks like. So when you put that up there and people are seeing that, it pulls on the heartstrings of those who don't understand, those that thought that it didn't exist and now are thinking and having to see this and take in that they're not making this up.
It's interesting because in my day, we would have seen legislation as the goal. The Civil Rights Act, okay. Gosh, we got it. The Voting Rights Act. Gosh, we got it. But what we didn't see was that it was just a piece of paper. And so what we're learning now is, as Lachelle said, there are other things that have to be built going in so that when the legislation and the policies are put in place, that they're sustainable, that they're real.
And at this point, we've given you demands. We've given you changes. We've given you laws. We've given you people we wanted out of office. We've given you who we wanted in office. We've given you all of that. And y'all still killed us. So it's not my job. It's not our job to keep telling you the way to stop killing us, because you already know how to stop killing us. You understand that. So all we need is y'all gonna stop killing us.